Now, there was something on social media. I think it was actually tweeted by Yusuf Abramji saying, several trucks set alight on the N4 direction, Nelspruit last night, the road from Nelspruit to Kaapmeiden, which is further east if you're heading towards Malelane, has been closed. And to find out and just catch up, are we moving into another one of those dangerous cycles where the moving of goods around the country is facing this kind of active and brazen threat? We thought we'd catch up with Gavin Kelly, CEO of the Road Freight Association. Mr. Kelly, welcome and thanks very much for your time. How serious is what happened on the N4 last night? Good afternoon. What's the scale of it?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. Whenever you burn a truck, it's serious.
Yes, indeed.
And it's attack on the logistics network. And the problem is, as I've said to the President and I've said to the Minister of Transport a number of times, is that again last night and today, there's still problems today, that these attacks on trucks have nothing to do with trucking.
Yes.
It's about people being upset about service delivery either not being rendered or being incorrectly rendered or given to people that they didn't want it to be given to. It's that sort of idea. And then today, it's around foreign drivers again. So we have a group of people stopping trucks, not allowing trucks to move on public roads in South Africa and pulling drivers out of cabs and acting as if they are the police and the employment mandated authorities. So this is still the same story where when people are unhappy with something, they then take it out on trucks.
So the distinction you've drawn, and by the way, I'm just looking up at an SABC News TV screen in the situation around Kanyamazane, which is on the eastern side of Nelspruit, is particularly bad today. And then apparently there's a truck driver strike on the N10 near Middelburg as well. But let's leave that to one side for the moment. There are two patterns here that you identified, and it seems from time to time, Mr. Kelly, they blur. On the one hand, trucks get caught up in service delivery protests, which may be about water or electricity or houses. And then there is the specific attacks on trucks in the name of pushing for a different employment policy to the one they believe currently exists. Are these things fluid and the one blurs into the other, or do you know when one's happening and not the other?
John, sometimes it is easy. The feet on the ground will tell us this is what's happening. So as last night, it was very quickly reported by both our agents in Mpumalanga and by some of the transporters that they just got caught up in something that was a service delivery issue. So
right.
It's quite clear. You know, you speak to the guys on the ground who are busy doing the protest, and this is what it's all about. But sometimes there's a blur. So there are opportunistic elements. You will use something that starts off innocently, one could use that term as a protest, and then attack the trucks and loot them and burn them just because they're there, and it's an opportunity. The driver issue is something that has come backwards and forwards and really hasn't achieved any sort of resolution.
Yes.
Now, you know, you say it's about employment. It's very easy to determine those companies who are employing illegal foreign drivers and to deal with them. And that is what we've been saying to the authorities. The guys who employ, if it is foreign drivers, make sure that those foreign drivers are legally employed, then why should they be attacked? So it is fluid in some instances, and other instances it's quite clearly stated. So you might get a notice coming out from a group of guys saying, okay, on X date of X month, we are going to do a protest in terms of XYZ.
So I want to then ask you, Mr. Kelly, you said that you've engaged with the President and presumably you've engaged with government at many different levels in many different departments. What is it that they're not doing that they really ought to be doing? And I presume you, when you sit down with them, you talk about deliverables because they can't patrol every kilometre of highway, but there must be stuff they can do better. What is that stuff?
Well, the first thing is the actual employment of foreign individuals.
Right.
So we have to register every transport company, and it's not just in transport companies that they're foreigners, but obviously in this case we're talking about road transport companies. Every company needs to be registered, first of all, with the local provincial authority to get the operator permits for each and every truck. And secondly, with the Department of Labor through its agent called the National Bargaining Council. The employees need to be registered there. So theoretically, we should be very easy to identify who's driving for whom and what their status is. That needs to be put in place, and it needs to be religiously implemented, I suppose is the term you'd want
to
use.
Yes, rigorously, rigorously.
There we go. We can't have the situation where we don't know who's driving for whom or who's not registered as is required. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is those who knowingly or consciously or deliberately want to break the laws of the country, the labor laws, or don't want to apply the laws, which talks to basic conditions of employment, basic salaries, how you treat people. So if people don't want to adhere to those, then deal with them and charge them and take them out of the industry. Simple as that.
And in terms of the law running its course, we've had this conversation, I think, on at least two occasions and possibly more, Mr. Kelly. My understanding is there have been no significant prosecutions, if any, of people who've burnt trucks and in some cases killed drivers. Would I be right in saying that, or has there been progress that I've missed?
No, you're quite correct. There haven't been any of those high-profile cases that we're aware of where people have been dealt with and they've been given whatever appropriate sentences would be necessary. So it's on two fronts, John. So those who employ illegal foreign drivers, those who are wanting to break the law, we don't see any change to that because we haven't seen any reported cases of those errant employers being dealt with. And on the other side, those who want to attack and destroy and maim and kill, we haven't seen any progress in terms of the deterrent there.
Thank you very much. Gavin Kelly is the CEO of the Road Freight Association.